Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, we have Dr. Roxon with us sharing about the key differences between lipedema, lymphedema, and obesity. Dr. Roxon is the Alan and Tina Neal Professor of Lymphatic Research and Medicine at Stanford University School of Medicine. He is also Stanford's Chief of Consultative Cardiology and the Director of the Stanford Center for Lymphatic and Venous Disorders.
I've summarized here the similarities and differences among these three entities: lipedema, lymphedema, and what we can call lifestyle-induced obesity. This is not my own table, so I don't take responsibility for these titles. I wouldn't call it lifestyle-induced because I think obesity is, in its own right, a multifactorial disease. And the problems that are associated with it are unique to it and distinguishable from the other two. So unlike lymphedema and obesity, lifestyle or otherwise, lipedema is virtually exclusively a disease of women. Catherine underscored the fact that lipedema appears when there are hormonal changes. Now, these may not be abnormal changes. The progression from childhood to puberty is a normal stage, just like that toddler was a normal stage. But it is the advent of hormonal expression that lights up this problem and begins it to be activated. Sometimes stage comes with the big surges of hormones that occur during a pregnancy. And even for reasons we don't particularly understand, because menopause would reflect a downturn in hormonal levels, we do see it appear in the perimenopausal age as well. When we look at the distribution of fat, one thing that we can say is that obesity tends to have a whole body proportionate distribution. Now, the general tendency is for men and women to put the majority of that on that extra fat in a predictable distribution that has to do, again, with hormonal impact in the absence of lipedema on the way fat behaves, which creates one of the problems with lipedema, because lipedema is also a hormonally modulated overexpression of changes in body fat. So herein lies some of the problem. How do we know when it's lifestyle or other entity-related obesity versus lipedema? Because in both cases, hormones will play a role. One thing about lymphedema is that it tends to be asymmetric even when both limbs are involved. Let's say both lower extremities are involved because of primary lymphedema or lymphedema following a gynecologic malignancy. There still will be asymmetry between the sides. And yet in obesity and lipedema, until lipedema is very late in its course, there is a very predictable symmetry that is lacking in lymphedema. So this helps us a little bit. Pitting edema means that if you treat the part of the body like the Pillsbury Doughboy and you stick your finger in, you can move the fluid around. And the fluid is in the tissues and temporarily it can be displaced, creating this physical finding, which is lacking in lipedema unless lymphedema has supervened as a complication or a later stage. And pitting is not present in obesity unless the individual develops lymphedema as a complication to the obesity. Tissue feel is different between lymphedema and the other entities, although I must say the other thing that's lacking from this table, and Catherine touched on this, is that in addition to the fact that the tissue overall is soft, there is the tendency to form these firm nodules that represent localized overgrowth of fatty tissue, and that helps us to distinguish the soft tissue of lipedema from the soft tissue of obesity. Pain and tenderness is a characteristic of lipedema, typically not in the other entities. And interestingly enough, even though we now know that lipedema is a lymphatic disease, it is not predisposed to the recurrent infections that we associate with lipedema. That doesn't happen in obesity as well, unless some complications occur like venous insufficiency or lymphedema as a complication of the obesity.
Thank you, Dr. Roxon, and that was great information about what the differences are between lipedema, lymphedema, and obesity. And to you, our listeners, If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.